Hey Baiters, I'm back. So if you don't know, I'm gonna tell you. For June, it's Pride Month, and I went out. I fucking went out for the first time since what, 2016. I went out and I fucking danced my ass off for 4 days and 3 nights. I fucking danced, right? And every single time I went out dancing, I fucking dressed up in the skimpiest outfits that you can fucking imagine. I had guys like coming up to me that were just fucking intimidated by what I was wearing. That's how fucking sexual I was fucking being, Guys were like wearing fucking jeans and a button up, and I was there fucking covered in fucking lace, leather, and all sorts of fucking bodily fluids, And I fucking danced. I danced my ass off. If you don't know, I've been doing Zumba since like middle school. I've been doing voguing since college, and I just started picking up shuffling and, all those EDM dances. So I was fucking getting down on the fucking dance floor, fucking tearing that shit up, Like I was putting more work in than some of these fucking go-go dancers, I'll tell you that. Like I just fucking needed to get it all out of my system. I haven't had like the best libido since, I don't know, 2021, after I had like my surgery. My libido's been here and there, pretty patchy. But like after going out and fucking dancing, fucking getting back into my body and just fucking just, pushing myself and like drinking all types of fluids, drinking electrolytes, drinking alcohol, just fucking having a good time and just like fucking being in my body, being in the moment. I feel like back to my old self. I feel like really fucking good right now. Like I look in the mirror and like I used to have all these like wrinkles and like frown lines that were starting to form, and now I look in the mirror and they're fucking all gone. I'm fucking stress free right now. All that shit fucking left my body, because when I was fucking dancing out there in the fucking like dance floor out of there in the fucking gay party scene, I was fucking like losing myself, I wasn't on any like hallucinogenics or like psychedelics or anything, but I was just like lost in everything, in the sweat and the feeling of body and the feeling of like heat and everything, right? It just felt amazing. And like because I'm such a fucking masturbator, there was sex happening in these fucking parties. Let me tell you, there's a lot of fucking guys getting butt fucked all over me. And then like guys like bottoms offering to suck me off in the bathroom, and I was fucking saying no. I was saying no. I just came here to fucking dance. I came here to just dance all night. And that felt good. That felt fucking amazing to just like have ownership over my own body, push people away, tell them fucking no and say no, this fucking body's for me and me alone. How I approach all these pride events these days is how I approach solo sexuality. So like I don't really push the onus or burden onto other people to have a good time. I take my own pleasure and I take it in my own hands, So when it comes to like dancing and everything, if the song's good, I'm gonna fucking dance. I'm gonna fucking move to it, but I'm not gonna wait for somebody to ask me to dance. I'm a chubby, hairy, short Asian man. We don't get treated the best in gay spaces. We get discriminated here and there. And so like I'm not gonna like let somebody, make me uncomfortable, and like I'm not gonna wait around for somebody to make me comfortable either, Like again, it's all up to me. It's all up to me to have a good time in these spaces, to make sure that I'm safe and everything. Because that's just the reality, as sad as it may be. But I accept that, So like I fucking go out there. If I fucking say I want to dance, I'm gonna fucking dance, I'm gonna go out there and fucking dance. And like when I was in the middle of the fucking dance floor and everything, guys would just fucking be checking me out, and I just fucking turn away and just say fucking no, this is my fucking moment. Feel free to watch, don't fucking join in. I'd let guys dance with me, I'd dance on guys, everything. It just felt fucking amazing to just like just have so much control over everything. And there was moments where I remember like guys would like look at me dancing. I was wearing like a thong, I was wearing like a jock strap, wearing a harness, all sorts of stuff, and guys would like stare at me, and then they'd fucking start jerking off. That fucking power that I have over people like is just so fucking hot for me, and it just made me like dance harder, made me go even harder to see like in the corner. I remember in particular on the last night I went out, there was this like old man that looked like he'd be someone's grandfather in fucking Superman underwear, and then he was fucking like jacking off looking at me, just fucking like transfixed. Like, it was fucking amazing. You know, it just felt very validating to know, like, even without trying, even just me being myself, I make guys masturbate. It's just something that I have intrinsically in me. It's just fucking, like, something I can do, something, like, I'm proud that I have that effect on people. You know, I just fucking get on here and enjoy myself. Then you all get fucking masturbatory urges. You get hard. You get fucking this desire to masturbate. And I just fucking love it. You know, I love making guys want to pleasure themselves. But I think, like, on the second day, I went to this gay bar where they were, like, playing porn on the TVs. It's one of those old-ass gay bars that, like, you know, only patron to gay men and gay men exclusively. Like, that night, they fucking closed off the bar. You know, if women tried to enter the bar or someone that didn't identify as a man wanted to enter the bar, they said, sorry, it's a men-only event. And, you know, it's fair. You know, there's events where it's, you know, women-only and all that stuff. So, like, I went in, you know, pass as a man, and I just go in there, and I just fucking see guy-on-guy porn, and it's so fucking hot because, like, the entire time I'm just thinking, like, this is, like, a fucking gay popper trainer, you know? I'm fucking, like, standing fucking surrounded by men, porn on the screen, fucking as much alcohol as you want, and it's like, fucking just put the bottle up to your lips and drink, put the fucking popper bottle up to your nose and fucking sniff, you know, all that shit. And, like, the flashing lights and the music, you know, it just got me so horny that I was just fucking, like, just losing myself in it. And, you know, I spiked up my hair to full mohawk and everything, and I was just fucking looking like total fucking Bader Punk, and I was just fucking dancing around. And fucking, like, once the lights hit, once the porn hit, once the fucking music hit all at once, you know, I fucking stuck my tongue out and I was fucking gooning fucking in the middle of the dance floor. I was just fucking gooning, drooling, shaking my head up and down, tongue out, you know, fucking rocking out and shit. And, like, at that moment, I was just, like, so drunk, and, like, the lights were flashing and the music was playing, and just, like, I had gone out dancing so many times at this point that, like, all of it just started blending together, and, you know, I was just, like, feeling every single moment just, like, passing me by. And, you know, at that point, like, this one, like, Asian twink was, like, checking me out, and he comes up and he just fucking, like, takes my hands, and we just start, like, dancing together. Not, like, gay stuff, not, like, sort of, like, complex movements. It was just us holding each other's hands and just, like, rocking back and forth. Like, you know, when you're, like, first learning how to dance and someone's teaching you, like, we're just rocking back and forth like that. It was like trying to learn for the first time again. And, you know, that song ended, so he disappears into the crowd, and I'm just left there dancing still. And I fucking just, you know, just think at that moment, like, I fucking enjoyed every second of that, even though we fucking only danced for, like, 10 seconds. And, like, while I was dancing, and, like, the last thought that was, like, running through my head was, like, you have your fucking dream job, you know? I'm fucking doing my fucking dream job right now, and I should fucking enjoy every second of it. And I fucking, like, started dancing even harder and shit, because it's, like, I'm a fucking free man. This is, like, my first pride, where I'm, like, free from, you know, judgmental friends. I'm free from an abusive relationship. I'm free from all these things, you know, and it was a very beautiful moment for me. And at that point, I was absolutely drenched in sweat, but I'm so in tune with my body from all, like, the baiting and everything. So, like, I could feel every fucking bead of sweat on my body just falling off like pieces of armor, because I have fought so hard just to be exactly where I was in that moment. If you don't know me well enough, then let me just say that 6+ years ago, I was abandoned by my family. And every single day, every second, that's all that plays in the back of my head, is that fact, that reality. But at that second, that single fucking moment on that dance floor, I looked up at the strobe lights, and all I could really think about was all of the bait bros that have been there for me. Because no matter what, every step of the way, there's always been at least one baiter that's online, one baiter that may be across the globe, but is always there for me, always there to listen. At that moment, when I'm feeling all these feelings, the DJ just switches to the saddest song, and I just fucking start bawling my eyes out. I fucking start just crying in the club and just like fucking just lose it, you know? I'm fucking just like sobbing and everything. And the thing is, I've got these fucking Ray-Bans on because I'm fucking dressed up. So nobody fucking knows I'm crying and I'm fucking dancing at the same time, and I just fucking keep dancing until it's fucking last call, and I just, you know, I go outside, I'm fucking wiping my eyes, and I just fucking covered in sweat, and I just fucking go home. You know, gooning and baiting is very popular in this moment in time, but like the popularity is gonna fade away, but like no matter what, I just fucking know that the bitter community is always there for each other, whether you believe it with all the Twitter drama, with all the mess that you see on Bait World. You know, we're always going to be there for each other. And like, just remember to keep in touch with other baiters, even if you want to hide away. It's important to maintain that line of connection because all we really have is each other. And I think this pride, I think that everyone would really benefit from getting in touch with their bodies again because there's so much of, you know, putting other people's thoughts into your head, telling you what you want, but you know, you truly do know what you want. You know, there's nothing I can tell you that you don't already know yourself. And, you know, that's very important to remember. That's very important to keep in mind. And while I do have to sit down and start recording again, I honestly can't wait to go out and dance again.